Let's say he sat next to you on a plane as you went around in circles. Was that a not being able to hear as quickly as you wanted to? You spoke in front of the team last night. Did that help you or hurt you?
The plane getting delayed, did that help me? Well, you know, I don't know if it helped me, but it got us a win today. So, you know, if we need to be delayed in the air more often and circle airports, if that means win, sign me up for it. You know, I don't know if that has much correlation with the football game, but yeah, we were a little delayed. But you know what? Sometimes, you know, when you're on the road or even at home, you know, you're put in adverse situations. And, you know, I think that's just a true testament to what this team is all about. You know, we're willing to battle anywhere, any place, any time, and I think we showed that today.
What did you say to the team?
You know, I'm gonna keep that between us. You know, it was a special moment, but it was about a mentality and a mentality that I wanted us to play with today as a team, that's what I talked about last night. Well, we got a win, so I'd like to say yes.
How important is running the offense?
Well, you know, ever since I first started playing football, I always felt like, you know, it was the quarterback's responsibility to be the leader of the football team. And that's a role that I've always embraced. But you know what? Today is not about me. Today's 100% about this football team, this coaching staff. You know, we came into a place on a cool day, tough stadium to play in, playing a great football team, and we got a team win. And you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I've been to Chicago one time, my rookie year. Actually, my very first preseason game was here. Other than that, I came here for St. Patrick's Day one time, and this is the third visit.
All week, you talked about being a dream come true, being a starter in the National Football League. You got that opportunity today. In reality, now that it's played out, is it much sweeter than before the dream?
You know, it's all the same. And, you know, kind of like I told you guys on Wednesday, you know, obviously being named the starter for this football game was a dream come true. But like I told you guys, I put all that behind me, you know, Monday night and just focused on playing football and getting the job done. And, you know, throughout the game, I wasn't thinking about anything but just situational football, what we had to do on each drive. And, you know, that culminated in a win today.
How much did it help you playing with the lead and not have to overcome any big deficits?
Well, you know, obviously any time that, you know, you can get a quick score, get out in front and run the football, I think that's probably the biggest emphasis. It's going to be a huge help to your football team. And, you know, I think that's what we did really well today. We played great defense. We didn't turn the ball over and we ran the heck out of the football. And, you know, any time that you can do those things, especially on the road, I think you're going to give your team a chance to win the game.
What about running the heck out of the football early?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any time that, you know, you're getting 4, 5, 6, 7 yards on first down, you know, you're putting your whole team in a great position. And, you know, if you're getting those chunks and you're getting first down, or even, you know, first down, second down, and third and one or two, you know, now you have a choice to, okay, we can run the football here, we can do a keeper, or we can throw it, you know, and you're really keeping the pressure on the defense. So, you know, I thought, you know, the coaching staff called a great game today. I thought the guys up front on the O-line, you know, made plays all day. They gave me time in the pocket, and they gave the backs holes. So it was a great team win. Well, you know, one thing that we really stressed all week long was ball security and coming out of this game with no turnovers. And, you know, to be able to play the entire 60 minutes and have the game finish and you know, have a zero in that turnover column and you know, meet one of your team's goals for the week, it was huge as an offense.
Were you worried when you weren't down with 2 minutes left?
Was I worried?
Yeah.
No, I was not worried. I just, you know, it was one of those situations where, once again, as a quarterback, you have to know the situation in the game. And obviously you don't want to throw the ball away there. You don't want to force a bad play. And, you know, the play just wasn't clean. So I was going to take the sack, and, you know, that's what we did.
Brad, you were saying that you weren't going to put the weight of the world on this first start. Doesn't look like you did. But Denver, I think, put the weight of the world on you. I mean, you didn't just replace a quarterback. You replaced – Hey, Manny, were you aware of some of the noise that was out there, the expectations, the concern
right
about this type of...
You know, Mike, I obviously you assume all those things are there, and I assume that you guys are writing throughout the week and talking, and I assume fans are, you know, buzzing on social media. But one thing that I have learned in my 3.5 years and watching Peyton and watching this football team is you need to close out that outside noise. And kind of like I told you guys on Wednesday, at the end of the day, it's just a football game. And I think when you can focus on the task at hand, you know, one play at a time, one drive at a time, one game at a time, and not get too caught up in what's going on outside, you know, because none of that's going to, you know, dictate what happens in the football game. And I think that's what we did today. You know, we blocked out that outside noise and we got the job done.
Rob, not all of us heard what you said on Wednesday. Some of us here in Chicago, so we weren't paying attention all along. So maybe it's an obvious question, but being behind Peyton, watching him, what have you learned? And also, the tallest dude who's played a long time, quarterback.
Yeah. What's that like? Well, you know, the list of things that I've learned behind Peyton is endless. You know, I've learned not only how to be a professional off the field, but on the field, in the locker room. You know, I've learned so much about situational football, you know, first down, second down, third down, what your thoughts are on the road, what your thoughts are on your first drive, your last drive, 4 minute. And, you know, like I tell the guys in Denver, and I've told them, you know, for a couple of years now, and I didn't know if anybody believed me, but I really was telling the truth. You know, I have not wasted a single day, you know, sitting behind Peyton. I fully recognize that, you know, he might be the greatest quarterback to ever play, if not one of the greatest. And, you know, I wasn't going to let one of those days go by where I didn't learn something. So, you know, I've been very appreciative for my situation and, you know, for Mr. Elway to bring me in and let me sit behind a guy like Peyton. And Peyton, you know, he's been great to me as well. And for him to teach me those things, you know, I'm just very thankful and very appreciative for it.
Time for a few more, guys.
The next step is more than 17 points. Move the ball as much as you can. 17 a little shy of, you know, what your yardage.
Yeah, without question. You know, we were down there on the goal line. I guess I tripped the running back. You know, I got to get my big feet out of the way. And those are those things that we'll clean up. But, yeah, you're right. You know, there was a series. You know, I think we got the ball right around the 50. Didn't do much with it. And those are the things that, you know, we will continue, you know, to fix. You know, we're going to watch that tape tomorrow as a unit. We're going to see the good, the bad, the ugly, but we will fix those things. And you're right. You know, when we get the ball in the 50 or if we have the ball in the one, you know, those drives need to end in touchdowns. And, you know, that's something that we'll fix and we'll continue to improve upon.
Were you comfortable immediately entering the game or did it take a few plays? How much did last week?
You know, I was comfortable. I really was from the very first snap. You know, if anything, I think I was more anxious last night than anything. You know, I was just excited and ready to go play football. And you're right. Last week did help a lot. You know, getting to go out there and, you know, play against a great Kansas City defense and, you know, build some relationships with, you know, our offensive starters. You know, I think last week was huge.
Last one, Mark. Talking about being ready.
Yeah.
I know you're well scripted. When you were envisioning it, whether it was last night or before the game, I mean, how well did it match your vision to that first drive?
You know, anytime you can start a football game like we did in the first drive, you know, it's huge. You know, it gives you some momentum on the road, which is key. It kind of takes the crowd out of the game. And that's something that, you know, our offensive staff preaches, you know, starting games fast. And that was something that we were able to do today. And like I said, you know, I could not be more proud of the entire football team, the defense, the special teams, the O-line, the backs, receivers, tight ends. You know, this was a great team win.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.